but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest has got a great story, and this story is being told now in a new way. Alexandra Helgerson has got a father who is a heck of a runner, and the first person, in fact, Jay Helgerson was the first person, in fact, to run a marathon every week for a year. Every one of those races was completed under 3 hours. His daughter, filmmaker Alexandra Helgerson, followed him with a camera and tried to capture the eccentric man who raised her. What she gets are a guy who's battling with his limitations, some emotional distress, some anxieties, some struggles as he's training for the Boston Marathon. She pieces it together not just with video footage, but with audio footage taken from voicemails that her father left for her. We had her on the show a few months ago. She's since added some content to the feature film. It will be airing again. I say again because it's already been released, but it will be airing Monday, this coming Monday, May the 12th, at Cinema 21 in Portland. She's added 10 minutes to the film, and the film is going on the road. It's going to Corvallis, so our listeners in Corvallis, it's coming to you. It's going to Bend. It's going to Eugene. So I thought it would be a good time to bring her back on. Age Group Winner is the name of the movie. You can get tickets to Monday's showing at cinema21.com if you want to see that. And Alexandra Helgerson is joining us now. All right. Did I do it right? Did I do it justice? My job as a host there is to set it up.
That was beautiful. I have a little more to say. Thank
All right.
you, John.
Thanks for coming on. All right. You added some time to this. You added 10 minutes to the film. What was it you wanted to get in there that maybe you didn't say the first time?
A little bit about my journey with sarcoma. This year, 2025, marks 10 years since I first started filming my dad. And coming out on the other side of cancer, it was interesting going through chemo because my dad was a big part of my treatment. And as reluctant as he was at times throughout my filmmaking process during my chemo, he kind of became the documentarian himself and turned the camera on me. And I'm in a different place, a very different place than I was when I started the film. And I wanted to celebrate that and show that and share a little of my journey going through sarcoma. And it also marks 45 years since my dad set the world record in 1980. And it just felt like a good kind of capstone. Yeah.
This movie, this film, Age Group Winner, I love the story because it's a father and a daughter, and I love that you told it in a very creative way. And I kind of left the first time we talked thinking, gosh, every time I get, you know, the voicemail message of my daughters now, I'm going to leave a message because, you know, that creates this little time capsule. I know you talked about this before, but for the first time, some people are hearing this interview, Alexandra, but what was it about, you know, your dad that made you want to sort of do a documentary or a film about it?
Well, he was the stay-at-home parent in my family of origin. He really raised my sisters and me, and he was a jock. He always loved sports. Yes, he set this world record and was always running, but his kids, you know, didn't really, it wasn't a big deal to us. But I took to sports very much as a kid. I played basketball in college. And as I began to mature into adulthood and committed myself to a life in the arts, I found like, oh, wow, who is my dad really? Like, he can really make me laugh, but he's also very enigmatic. He did this crazy thing. One day he's going to die. One day I'm going to die. He's a great subject. And as I was acting in L.A., I wasn't getting that much work. I love movies. I wanted to show and offer my love of movies, and I did so in this way.
The idea that, you know, you started this off filming and not quite knowing where it was going to go. I love that, because I think you ended up taking this story in a very natural way where it wanted you to lead you. And this is about a relationship between a father and a daughter. Did the film bring you and dad closer together, or how did it impact your relationship?
Yeah, it definitely brought us together. I mean, at first, he was reluctant. My entire family was reluctant. What are you doing? What is the purpose of this? But as I went on, I think my dad really opened up and trusted me that I accepted him and wanted to see him for who he is and love him for who he is. And I'll say that two of the greatest things I think about making this film were that I got to go to two places outside of Portland that are really important in my dad's life. One is Boston, where he's run the Boston Marathon 19 times. This was his 19th time this past April, and he started running the Boston Marathon in 1978, so he's been doing it for almost 50 years, and I got to witness him there, and then I also got to travel to Wichita, Kansas, which is where he grew up, and I got to see my aunts as an adult, me being an adult, and begin to have relationships with them, and see where my dad really came from, so that was really meaningful for me, and I'm excited that those cities are in the film too, and people are in the film.
Your dad this last April, he competes as a 70-year-old in the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new age division. Did he know people? Like, did people come up to him because they've been seeing him for years and years, or what is that running community like?
In Portland, they do now, or they've seen him or recognized him on the trail. One of my favorite stories is a group of runners, of women runners, were at Cinema 21 before it was showing and saw the poster for the film and were like, that's Swim Trunk Guy, because he runs in these Hawaiian swim trunks and he has for decades, and he has a noticeable stride and presence and wardrobe out there on the trails. And so it's been cool for me to witness that too, that runners have recognized him on the trails. It's great, and have come to see the film and be like,
Monday, 7:15 p.m., Cinema 21, age group winner will be on the big screen. Now, do you go every time it's showing and sit in the theater, or how do you handle that?
I do. And
I know it.
Showing, with this showing, actually, we're partnering with the Northwest Sarcoma Foundation, and a woman who is on the board, who is a fellow marathon runner, who lost her husband to sarcoma in 2019. She's going to host a Q&A with me, and we'll have just information about sarcoma, and the Q&A will be about the film, too. But I like that. I like hearing the audience's laughter, you know, or if they're engaged and when, and there's nothing like seeing a movie on a big screen in a dark room together. It's really invigorating for me, and I hope it is for audiences too.
And Alexandra Helgerson is our guest, filmmaker, actress, singer, songwriter. Where do you want to put your passion next? Because you've been on screen, your live performance is your thing. You've now made a movie. Where are you headed next with this?
I know and I don't know. I know the movie's playing in Eugene and Bend and Corvallis. And in Eugene, for example, I'm going to play a few songs before the film screens. And I am releasing my debut album, which I've been working on for the last year, in addition to adding these 10 minutes to the film. So I I'm excited to share my music, and I'll be releasing my first single in the next month or so. And eventually I would love to get back to acting too, but our goal with Age Group Winner is to perhaps have it mirror my dad's journey. Like, can we get it to play in 52 cities? That's kind of a big task, but we'd like to reach people with it. So we'll see.
If I go back to high school, you were at Jesuit High School. Mm-hmm. You played basketball. You go on to UC Berkeley, where you play basketball. I mean, was this your dream to be a filmmaker, to be a performer then, or how did it find you?
I do have a notebook from when I was 13 that I wrote, you know, I either want to be in the WNBA or an actress when I grow up. So I guess I'm kind of getting to live part of that out. Yeah. But singing and filmmaking, no, I loved to sing. I mean, I think all children kind of do. And I bet if you asked some of my old teammates, they would say, oh yeah, she sang sometimes during practice, but I think a lot of us kind of did. I found singing and music through Shakespeare, actually, working as an actor at the American Shakespeare Center back in Virginia. And it is now just what I do. But filmmaking and writing songs, never thought I would do that as a kid.
So. Now, is it true? My researchers are telling me you were in a film with Michael Douglas or Sam Rockwell, and you've worked with some big-time actors.
Those were very, very, very minor roles. I got my SAG status with being in the film with Sam Rockwell. I was a basketball player in that film, so that was really cool to be able to use my basketball skills a long time ago. And the Michael Douglas film, I was an extra or featured extra for a day or two. I think you can see me in the trailer, but no, it's a...
Now, in the bad... In the basketball, do you get a line, or are you you're playing the basketball player?
I don't get a line, but I hurt Emma Roberts' finger. I remember that, and I was very sorry, and I apologized, and it was cool. We're cool.
All right.
But no.
Love it.
That's what I got.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck on Monday night. For people who are interested in checking out the film, you can go to cinema21.com to see it in Portland on Monday night at 7:15. And then for people who want to find it in Corvallis and Eugene and beyond in Bend, Alexandra, how do they find out what the showings are for those cities?
So we have a website now, www.agegroupwinner.com. Very easy place to find all of the screenings. But real quick, in Corvallis, we'll be at the Dark Side Cinema May 16th through 22nd. I will be there on Saturday, May 17th with Heart of the Valley Runners. There'll be a short panel discussion about running after that screening Saturday, May 17th in Corvallis. Bend, we're playing at the Tin Pan on Sunday, May 25th. I will be there too. And Eugene, Saturday, June 14th at the Art House Cinema. So again, all on our website, but yeah.
Agegroupwinner.com.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Alexandra Helgerson, you're the best. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John.
All right. There she goes. Really a time capsule and a tribute to her father, her relationship with her father. It's a complicated story. I wrote about this months ago, you know, and it gets me thinking as a dad who likes to get down on the carpet and play Legos with my kids and wants to have a relationship with my daughters, especially as a father-daughter. If you're a dad, check out, at least go to the website, agegroupwinner.com, and check out the trailer and see if the movie's for you. But it's such an interesting thing, is you have this dad who is dealing with anxiety and, you know, sort of focused on this running bit. And I have often found that marathoners and ultra marathoners, sometimes they're running from something, or sometimes they're medicating something with their running. And I do believe in this case, like, you know, in hearing and talking with Alexandra and her dad and watching, you know, the film, I do believe, like, dad's, you know, running a marathon a week and setting a record here. You do see sort of the anxiety that her dad is dealing with that's laced in between it. I think he's managing his anxiety by running, and she's desperate to have a relationship with him, and so she creates this documentary. She films him for 9 years and then comes out with this feature film. I think it's a really cool project. Give it a look. Agegroupwinner.com. All right, leave it here. You got the BFT.